is very important. This road trip has been tough, so to be able to pitch the game we just did against especially that team, that says a lot. So Jack was phenomenal, did a really nice job, threw up a ton of zeros, and a big swing by Burley there that we just faced a really good arm. That guy did a nice job, and some uncomfortable at bats for sure, but leaving here with that win was important.
How nice also just to pull out one of these tight games after as many of them as you've come out of the
way? Yeah, there's a lot to that question, because if you look at some of the losses that we've had, it's been somebody different each time, and you're trying to piece together the bullpen in a way that creates identity. And tonight was a good example of a starter doing their job and then three guys in a row just shutting the door. Yeah.
We talked a lot about outfield production and what you'll need to see from guys, from Burleson, trying to get them some opportunities and things are starting to click. How much patience is required for these guys, especially when they're new to this level of play?
Yeah, there's patience involved in all of it. And at times you run out of it, and at times you feel, you know that, hey, if we stick with this guy, there's something coming. Burley's a guy that throughout the course of his time up here has had a really low BABIP, and a lot of balls in play don't go his way. But tonight that was a big swing and a big moment, so hopefully he can build on that. Yeah.
What did you make of Jack's outing?
Jack did a nice job. He knew he can lean on that slider, and he did a ton of it. He got a lot of swing and miss on the curveball as well, mixing some change-ups. And you could just tell he got stronger and more convicted as the outing went on. But to be able to do that against that team, that's a really good team. Offensively, they do a really nice job. So credit to Jack and the rest of the pen tonight.
Did you see him make any sort of adjustment after that first inning, just in terms of trying to lock it in? I mean, he was able to string guys throughout the outing. But that first inning, I mean, three in a row, but you didn't see that later.
Yeah, you can tell he was able to kind of settle in, and it got stronger as he went. Fastball command got better as he went, leaned on the slider, was able to expand when needed, and then started to land the breaking ball early in counts as well and get swing and miss with it later. So overall, I felt like he did settle in and do a nice job. Yeah.
So is he down to pretty much his last batter there in the sixth?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to score for him to come out of that game. That was his game.
Seen Jordan in April and a completely different Jordan over the last month or so. What has been the biggest change that you've seen in him?
I would say a lot of it is before the game even starts. Have there been some changes of what he's doing once he toes the rubber? Absolutely. But a lot of it is everything he's doing leading up to his outings. And he's just creating habits that allow for more consistency. So proud of him for his preparation, because it's allowing him to have success and be consistent with what he's doing. Yeah.
What did you think of Gray's performance? 12 strikeouts in the game.
Yeah, it was impressive. That's a good arm. It's a good arm, man. He did a really nice job. You look up, and he's got 61 pitches through six innings. I think he's had 14 balls overall during that span. So commanded the baseball well, and his mix was pretty good. We had some uncomfortable at bats. So credit to him. He pitched a really good game. Yeah.
That ball, the warning track that Edmund had, Gallegos thought it might be out here.
What
did you think?
I was with Gallegos then, yeah. I thought he got it. And credit to Tommy. That's a really good center field. I mean, he continues to run balls down left and right. He had one play coming in that he wasn't able to get to, but what he's doing in center field has been extremely impressive. And there's several plays today that allowed us to win 1-0.